All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to For the Most Part podcast. My name is Kemi Ibu, and this is season 3, episode 1. And we're doing a little discussion here regarding the Heal Our Land concert that is being put on by a group of individuals. Well, I don't know if to call you all a group of individuals, but it's a team effort. And I don't know if I could say I also attended the screening, and I just want to say the quality is, you know, and quality, video quality is really good in Trinidad. Video, audio, everything, performance, it was solid. So let's talk a little bit, gentlemen. And if y'all could each introduce yourselves, we could start with Paul.
A little backstory.
Yeah, a little backstory, something, tell the people who you are.
All right. Yeah, sure, and thanks for having us, Kemi. So, yeah, I was telling you a bit earlier, Simin and I go back to about 2007-2008. You know, so my background is all about technology. You know, I'm an electrical engineer by training. If I could have, I'd have probably gone into, you know, studio engineering or something when I finished university. But,
right.
You know, the industry in Trinidad is small.
Yeah.
And so I ended up in telecom. Yeah. But, yeah, along the way, you know, I heard about Sanch and what Simeon was doing in terms of, you know, always high quality audio, high quality sound, high quality speakers. And then, you know, the two of us connected. I found out that he was even more entrepreneurial than I realized, because he was actually developing some educational software, Pan in Education, Beat the Pan Stick, you know, very progressive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, since then, I mean, I've you know, continued to work alongside him. Like you mentioned earlier, we established a Canadian presence, Sam in Toronto.
Right.
And you know, we're always in touch. We actually, yeah, we actually recorded a Steel Pan CD up here with a band called Souls of Steel. So he had come up, and we used the Sant recording technique for Pan to record a Pan CD. And as always, everything's always high definition audio, high definition video. So glad to hear you appreciated the preview. So yeah, I'm sort of the technology support arm of Sanch in that regard.
Awesome.
In terms of details around Heal Our Land, yeah, Mike can definitely fill you in on that. So I'll hand over.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay, well, Mike Germain, Simeon and I go back to secondary school, St. Mary's College. You might get to remember that, but we met along the way again, both at university, and then when I went more for my true passion, which was music, than engineering.
Right.
And we connected again when I started my Latin band Pal Destino in 2000. Where we really hooked up seriously together. And he was actually the producer of our first CD, On Track, which is a Trinidad salsa orchestra called Pal Destino.
Right.
Full horns, percussion, you name it. And at the moment, we're working on a second CD, still On Track. But the Heal Our Land concert, I was involved because at the time I was the chairman of the Little Carib Theater and also an active musician. I play the bass, and so it happens that I appear in two of the acts on the concert. The first act with Professor Raul Landaeta, Venezuelan master quattro player. And then the second act with a small combo type group called Shade. In terms of bringing performers to the concert also, I was the one who got the friends in music, little Calypso, vintage Calypso group, because I also happen to pinch it as the bass player when their bass player is not available for them.
Right, but right.
Fortunately, on the night, he was available.
Mm.
You know, and the Heal Our Land concert, really, we had no idea it would end up into something like this. I think we really wanted to pay a musical tribute to Felix Roach and sort of to thank him for his contribution to the whole music scene in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
And Simeon, in his thorough ideas, thought that it should be done to his usual standards of first class. All the works with wine tasting and whatnot. And of course, the technological aspect of it, video and recording, audio.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really turned out to be this quality product, mainly because of Simeon's involvement. And I think today we will all be thankful to him for his perseverance in seeing it through. I suppose that would be my introduction.
Nice. Simeon, you want to add to that lovely, I don't know how to call it,
excuse me,
a big up?
Let me go back a bit on this thing.
No problem.
Felix Roach and I have had a close relationship for over 30 years. Even from the days that Sanch was down in Riverside Road in Curup.
Mm.
You know, Felix was one of the first people to come and buy CDs when we started to sell the CDs, etc.
Right.
So we had a close relationship over the years. And he performed in a couple, some pan jazz CDs and stuff that Sanch had produced. But he always wanted to do a solo album. And I told him, I said, Felix, I work with a company called Delos in California. And as far as I'm concerned, the only piano that you could be able to express yourself properly on is a Bösendorfer. So if we cannot get a Bösendorfer, I am not interested in recording you playing solo.
Mm.
It will have it somewhere around maybe 2010, I believe. We got to play an album called Improvising the Classics on a Bösendorfer Baby Grand that belongs to a gentleman called Richard Azar, Mr. Derry Derry and Milky Milkman.
Mm.
That album was pretty successful. So we thought that in 2011, when a real Bösendorfer, the 97 key concert grand, was available at Napa, that we would ask permission from Napa to do a recording there, as I put it, to test the acoustics of the auditorium.
Right.
And that album was recorded in 2011 and put in the what we call file 13 in this business. You know, you never know when it's going to be released.
Yeah.
5 years after that, I had a second granddaughter. Her name was Jasmine. She's born in England. And I decided, you know what, let's release this album to commemorate Jasmine's birth. And we did release the album. So she was born in 2015, but the album was released in 2016. And it's called Playing the Spirituals. And the first song on that album is track number 2 called Heal Our Land. So having produced this CD, Felix was champing on the bit, and Andre Walker, who isn't, unfortunately, he isn't here today because he's Felix's manager and responsible for the non-secular part of the Heal Our Land concert.
Right.
But anyway, so we decided that we would have concert to commemorate this CD that Felix had produced. Because he was so excited that he urged me to send copies to the Vatican and all that we did, right? So at the end of it, I said, Felix, this is for you. Let me think of a name that would be appropriate. It took me a long time to call it a concert of thanksgiving and comfort, because Felix wanted to give back for the 80 odd years of life that God had given him, and the ability to play his favorite instrument, the piano.
Right.
So that's how we did the concert. And at that time, the government broadcasting, GISL, Government Information Services, up on Lady Young Road in Mova, Trinidad, they had a new outboard vehicle and full of technology. So I commissioned them to come and set it up and do the recording. I was not satisfied with only the video part of it. I told them I would do the audio recording.
Right.
So Sean, my son, did the whole audio soundtrack, which incidentally is available separately. And one day, you know, you never can tell, we will release the soundtrack. Right.
Right.
But for the time being, we parked up this recording that I'm telling you about, the video production in 2016. We did the editing and everything and put it aside, would you believe, for 5 years. Don't ask me why we put it aside. But now, with all the problems that the world is seeing and all that, it just happens that Heal Our Land is a natural fit, you know.
For what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Traumas and stuff that's happening in the world today. So we decided we put it out.
Nice. Okay. So I've always been curious. I've always heard about the Heal Our Land and whatever, and I've seen the screening, I've seen the snippets and that sort of thing. What was the energy, or what's the better way to put it? What was the driving force behind pulling off something like this, besides the commemorating of the production of this album? You know, would you say it was strictly about the current times?
No.
Okay.
Because at the time, we didn't have COVID, and thing was not even on the horizon in 2016. We just did it, and that's why we chose very carefully the name of the album.
Right.
The name of the concert, not the album, a concert of thanksgiving and comfort. Because mm-hmm. it was always in our mind that we would go. In fact, we had a discussion with the former Archbishop Harris about how we could use the concept to galvanize the country into becoming more unified and not racially separated and things like that. So it was very, very deeply thought out from that point of view.
Mm.
And Archbishop Harris bought into the idea, you know, that the interreligious groups, etc., could come together with this whole idea of healing our land. So COVID is just a lineup on this thing.
Right.
The question, racial prejudice, gender inequality, you know, molestation of young people, crime, all of that is what we have had on the front burners in terms of trying to fix Trinidad.
So it really
started with fixing Trinidad, and now it's expanded to the world.
All right. So who was the person in charge of making the decisions for selecting the performers? Because I know, as we said, it's a concert that occurred before, but it was recorded and then produced into this quality product. So who will have been the people in charge of the artist selection? And well, of course, well, yeah.
Okay. Mike Germain and Andre Walker were totally responsible for the artist selection and the sequencing of the music. I had nice. Nothing to do with it.
Okay. So
it's your question, Mike.
Yes, that answers my question. So I have a question for Mike though. What was the reasoning behind selecting some of those artists at the time?
Well, actually the first group, Strings Trio, which is Professor Landa Ater, Dominic Thompson, and myself, we had been working together for, I guess, about a year in various groups, in various performances, you know, for the Venezuelan embassy. I traveled with him and his daughter, who is also a world-class violinist.
Right.
This is Professor Landeter's daughter. And we traveled to the Venezuelan consulate in St. Vincent to perform there for the Venezuelan group over there. And his music is basically Venezuelan folklore.
Okay.
And I thought that with our connection through the Parang and whatnot, it would have been a good fit, and it would have been a bit of a departure from the normal concert offering for something like that.
Right.
So that
right.
was the main reason for the Venezuelan folklore Strings Trio. The friends in music, as I said, they're a vintage calypso and back in time sort of group. And again, as part of our normal party, well, maybe not now, but in my time, that was the type of party music we looked forward to. But Wayne Dobson, the leader of that group, is the son of the legendary Sil Dobson, who was the leader of a group called the Kaiso Stars. And they played vintage Kaiso music, vintage 1940s music with a calypso style rhythm. And Wayne himself has come on to be a very good instrumentalist. He's a pianist. He plays the mandolin. He plays the quattro. He's also a tent calypsonian under the name of Dopi. So he has contributed in no small measure to the entertainment field in Trinidad. And as I said, I did have a connection to that group. And they were quite willing to come and perform at the concert. And the third group was Shade, which was a group led by our guitarist, Jeffrey Patterson.
Right.
That I had just recently got involved with. I think I play for a lot of different people, but and it was a nice outlet for Shade to perform with the lead singer Cyrus Maraj. And you know, it just everything just seemed to fall in place for that concert. And those were my three contributions to the music side of the concert.
All right, nice. Paul, I have a technical question for you, and this is because I am partially a techie. I don't know if you want to give a little insight, and I don't know if Sunian wants to jump in here too, in terms of like what would be some of the types of equipment you all would have had to get your hands on for both the recording and post-production, meaning the actual video part of this concert that's now streaming.
So Simeon will have to answer all the audio side of things.
Cause no problem.
It was him and Sean who handled the recording, yeah, of the concert itself. You're still there, Simeon?
Yes.
Okay.
Sean and a lady named, I think is something Bradshaw, maybe Monica Bradshaw. she was at the time working with GISL, and the supervisor of the whole operation was a gentleman. His name is John Barry.
Right.
All that time, GISL was tops, you know. But unfortunately, we're lucky, you know, because they closed down soon afterwards. And the love that between Sean and the GISL people put into this thing is what made it come out to be what it was, you know, the editing. And I told them specifically, I want 24-bit 192K sampling for the sound. Right, so we knew we didn't want any MP3 type quality or anything like that. We wanted the best,
right? Okay?
So much so that when the musicians themselves, you know, made errors, well, we couldn't correct, you know. There was no like cutting and pasting like if you had a studio recording.
Yeah,
but I mean, all that is fun. The fun part of a live recording, and you get a lot of nuances and so on from the crowd, and this is another reason why we went to a small space like Little Carib. Intimacy, you know, the crowd and some of the songs would sing along with the artist, etc. And it was a beautiful evening.
What I can add
Simeon, Simeon first sent the what was that, like it was like an ad
a trailer.
I said, okay, all right. I took my bite. I said, okay, I'm waiting to see what comes of this, because I'm a person that has come to appreciate the value of both video quality and specifically audio quality. So I said, okay, well, he sent the link for the screening. I say, well, I might be able to do some work and multitask at the same. There was no multitasking, I could tell you guys that. I was focused on that concert because I was like, this, the quality is so clean, it is so crisp video wise and audio wise, and the performances were top notch. It was a variety of performances, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I just want to tell people that they need to really, I think you all should purchase these tickets. How much is the tickets?
$12.25.
So $12.25 US.
Nice. See, that's like pocket change. Come on, guys. It's pocket change. Yeah. Literally pocket change. You know what I mean?
For the quality and entertainment, exactly.
Quite literally for the quality. I have two questions that I want to ask. And I know that in our email discussions, and I have a list of questions here, that, you know, you said that a digital copy won't necessarily be available, but I'm hoping that will be something that occurs very, very soon in terms of...
What do you mean? A digital? You mean a CD?
It could be CD, DVD, another streaming, or is this a one-time thing only?
We wouldn't go with... You're talking about audio only? Then.
It could be both.
Yeah,
oh, you streaming. Mean... Oh, I see what you mean. You mean if people would be able to purchase the concert?
Yes, yes.
I am not sure that I... I don't know, and this is the truth, I don't know one... How many tickets would be sold? I'm not interested in that. I told Paul, quite frankly, I do not want to know how many tickets have been sold. because my challenge now is to reach out to people who know me all around the world and just get them to support this thing, right? When it's finished and we know what we're going to do in terms of the future of it, because certainly Heal Our Land is a very good theme to do a concert with, maybe
right.
once a year.
Right.
And have different types of artists, etc. So that's one direction. You know, let me give you an example. You know how the James Bond films are shown, you know, like once in a while kind of thing, and everybody gravitated. That's what I want from it.
Okay.
You know, it mustn't become something commonplace. You know, like when Ten Commandments is showing, or when some spectacle like Sound of Music and stuff like that.
Right,
this is
right.
What I have in mind.
Now, okay.
Quite frankly, this first concert was an experiment, and there are things that could have been done better in terms of the editing, switching cameras, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But what people will take from it is, listen, this is a different experience. This is high quality stuff, you know. And if it is that there comes a demand, let's say, for the music, I will stream the audio.
Okay.
There's a platform coming that's called Kazik, so that's easy. You can stream the audio. Right?
Yes.
But I don't know that I would want the video to become commonplace.
Right.
You know? In fact, I would want to build a library of such videos that we would use every now and then to generate income for specific purposes. Heal Our Land, that's the line behind it. Let me remind you of something, right? The world has over 8 billion people,
yeah.
All right? So if our auditorium expands in a spherical direction, you cannot fill that auditorium, right? So the more people hear about this concert, the more people may want to see it the next time.
Right.
So we don't want to, we want to keep it to be used judiciously to generate income to heal our land. And I hope that this, kind of explains my philosophy behind it. Because the other thing is, you don't know yet, right? But you are going to be leading some team of young musicians because you're extremely talented yourself. And we would say, Kemi, let's do a Heal Our Land Part 2, for example.
Mm.
And we will do it at the Little Carib because that's our home. And you would be the person who would be the producer. Mr. Sanch will always be the executive producer because selling tickets is an art, right?
Yeah.
So I will do that. I will do all the legal work on the logistics, etc. But this must be a new model going forward for artists in Trinidad and Tobago who have high quality content. This is the long and short of it. High quality, high definition. No MP3 business. No. Right?
Okay. Yeah. That's a fail.
So I promise you. Yeah, that sounds fair, but I promise you, as we sit here, because I've been interested in your work, as you know, for the longest while, and you will lead a team, you will have your own show, and we will produce it. And we will, the financing will come from reserves or whatever. That is the plan that I have. So it will grow. It's a different direction.
Right.
Stuff like a seed has been planted there for you.
Yeah. It sounds so. For the most part, it's there. It's there.
Run with it.
Yeah.
You see.
So I just want.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I just wanted to ask if there's one thing that you want people to know walking into or out of this concert, or what to expect. One thing that you would like to tell them.
Me?
Anybody?
Yeah, you go, Simeon. Kick it off.
And you know, share your experience. Okay, share your experience so that more people will want to see it the second time around. I sent you a link to an article that was written 2 or 3 days ago by a magazine, the world's most prestigious online magazine, called the Soundstage Network. I used to write for them once upon a time. And this is why they decided, when I reached out to them, you know, they decided they would do something for me. And they wrote that article. And if in your promotion and so on, you could share that article with the people to see what people who are accustomed to high quality stuff and who have money to spend and looking for entertainment, right? This is a magazine that has a readership of 500,000 people, right? So my auditorium is big enough to hold all of them. So after the first showing, you know, people will talk.
Right,
you know,
right.
People will say, well, this thing has lived up to its expectations. We want to see it again. We want to invite more people. So it is bound to grow. And as that grows, we have a part 2, a part 3, etc., etc. So we have work to do. Nothing wrong with that.
Lovely.
Yeah, perfect. I would add, you know, I think we responded with a term in one of those emails, Kemi, and it tickles Simeon's imagination. So ministry by music, and you know, really, this concert gives people an opportunity to, you know, step out of the day to day and all the challenges that that COVID brings. You know, get the family around. You know, you can look at this on a big screen at home with full audio. You can throw it to you know, that type of experience, and you know, sit back and enjoy, you know, the variety of music. You know, the strings guys right at the start blew my mind. I don't think I got to tell Mike that, but you know, the strings to kick things off. Yeah. So you start off with those guys, you know, and then you get some, you know, some good calypso and other stylings, you know, so it's a pretty good variety, you know, it's something in there for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, closing things out, it's more reflective, right? So, you know, it's definitely got everything that you would want in it. And yeah, just high quality, like that alone is going to blow people away. Just the quality of the audio, the video, the editing, you know, the editing itself was also done extremely well. So, you know, definitely something that people will enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, you have anything you want to add?
Well, I just want to add that it is always an honor and a pleasure for me to play with other musicians in Trinidad. I have always enjoyed the performance aspect of the music.
Right.
I like all types of music, and I have experience performing in quite a wide variety of genres. But this particular concert will always be special. Basically, the Strings Trio is no more because Professor Landaeta is back in Venezuela. Dominic Thompson is on his own as a solo quatrista, as they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we might never play together again. So this would be a cherished memory, something, and the concert would be something that I could keep as a memoir.
Mm.
You know, for that alone, it was worth it for me. And I think I really would like as many people as possible to see and hear that performance. And the rest of the performers, I mean, when you listen to Eddie Cumberbatch, I mean, my paws are raising still, you know, just thinking about listening to his voice. An excellent, one of the best we have ever produced in Trinidad.
Yep.
You know, so it is worth it, every cent of it.
Awesome. So guys, I think you all heard it, not just from me, but you heard it from the people themselves, the performers, the organizers, the promoters, the creators, the everything about this concert. Where can we find links to buy tickets, and how will it be streamed, and if anybody has questions as to, you know, how to do anything, if they run into any problems, who can they contact?
So the Sanj Facebook page and Eventbrite lead you to links where you can purchase tickets. Like, we've actually, you know, we have a campaign promoting, you know, out to the world, basically, that the concert is happening.
Right.
It's being facilitated through Eventbrite. So even if you were to do a Google on Eventbrite and Hila Land, it'll come up there. If you go to Eventbrite itself and search for Hila Land, it's there. If you go to the Sanj Facebook page, you'll see links as well as reviews of the concert.
Right.
And then more recently, there's been an Instagram feed set up as well. So, you know, through Sanj, Hila Lands, any of those queries, you'll find the link to the tickets.
Right.
And then through Eventbrite, it's a pretty straightforward process. You register, it'll ask you for an email address. You have different payment options. You can actually buy tickets on behalf of other people as well.
Nice.
And then once you've been registered, then when the event itself happens, so it's 1st of August at 1 p.m., then only those folks who have purchased tickets will be able to view the show. You know, the show itself is running on a platform called Vimeo, and Vimeo, some people think of them as a competitor to YouTube.
Right.
But Vimeo actually hosts, you know, higher quality audio and video than YouTube. So it's very much in line with, you know, the whole high quality approach that we've been taking. So through that combination of Eventbrite and Vimeo is how you'll be able to enjoy that on 1st of August at 1 p.m.
Excellent. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. It's been enlightening. I will, we have a whole bunch of questions. I don't know if you all can see this. However, we will be obviously doing a little write-up on this whole thing. Please buy your tickets. Please buy your tickets. We will be promoting it on all of our social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. It's there, even on our website. Gentlemen, again, thank you for your time. Mike, Paul, Simeon. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of this episode. The first episode back for season 3. Like, share, comment, subscribe. We will see you and we will hear you on the next one. Peace out.